From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, June 16th, 2017. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Richard Moody is reporting in the Register Star that the State Public Service Commission on Thursday, June the 15th, approved the merger of Fairpoint Communications and Consolidated Communications. The approval was made on a conditional basis. Consolidated must now invest in network reliability and service quality improvements, follow through on construction as part of the new New York broadband program, and expand its coverage area. In a public hearing held by the commission in May, residents and local officials requested an upgraded wireline infrastructure, the offer of high-speed internet service to all customers by 2020, meeting the state's minimum requirement of 100 megabytes for $59.99 a month and 30 megabytes at $14.99 a month for low-income homes, and a plan to reach higher speeds in the future. The commission is also requiring Consolidated to maintain staffing for at least 2 years for New York workers who directly interact with customers. The company will also have to provide a $2 million letter of credit to be held until the company meets the commission's conditions. Hillsdale Town Supervisor Peter Chipkowski said that while the conditions set did not address everyone's concerns, the terms of the merger showed the state is listening. He said, and I quote, "For people living in rural areas where they are underserved, this shows we are moving in the right direction," end quote. You can read that full story in the Register Star. Richard Moody is reporting in the Columbia Green Media on the effort by Columbia and Greene counties to work collaboratively in the fight against the heroin and opioid epidemic. Greene County Administrator Sean Groden said the partnership is still in the early stages, but is coming together. Hudson 4th Ward Supervisor William Hughes said the merger of efforts is part of the county's heroin and opioid epidemic response plan. A part of Columbia County's initiative includes training in the use of Narcan, a drug that blocks the effects of opioids and reverses an overdose. 7 Hudson restaurants were represented at a recent training session hosted by Helsinki Hudson. Data provided by the Healthcare Consortium showed that there were 6 recorded opioid-related deaths in Columbia County and 8 in Greene County in 2015. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. The Daily Mail is reporting that work to repair a series of slopes on Route 23A between Palinville and Haines Fall will reduce traffic to a single lane for most of the summer. Traffic is reduced to a single alternating lane controlled by traffic signals between Wingate Road in Haines Falls and the Route 23A bridge over the Catskill Creek entering Palinville. The department has suggested alternate routes for drivers. If heading north, consider using Route 296 to Route 23 East to Route 32. If traveling south, consider taking Route 214 to Route 28 East toward Kingston. Work is expected to be completed by August. Officials from the State Department of Transportation will be out flagging or manually controlling traffic signals during the 3-day Mountain Jam event opening at Hunter Mountain on Friday, June the 16th. Up-to-date travel information is available by calling 511, logging into www.511newyork.org, or by visiting the DOT's new mobile site at m.511ny.org.s. You can read both stories in the Daily Mail. Bill Mahoney at Politico New York reports that journalists in Albany on June 15th spotted the rare and elusive Senate Ethics Committee meeting for the first time in 8 years. The committee announced they will release a 1-page newsletter this summer giving legislators ideas on holding community events and obeying the state's gift law. The committee members briefly discussed changing the process of passing resolutions on the committee. June 2, 2009 was the last time the committee met. The legislator who chaired that 2009 meeting has since been sentenced to a 5-year prison term on obstruction of justice charges, and about a sixth of the other 61 members serving at that time have been indicted. Leaders from both houses, from both parties, have been sentenced on corruption charges. Democratic Senator Mike Gianera said the meeting amounted to little. He said, and I quote, "The sun is out, but it was blocked from actually having any impact. So we had a meeting, but very little in the way of actual ethics discussions took place, end quote. You can read that full story at Politico New York. Amanda Fries in the Albany Times Union reports that on July the 12th, the Albany County Legislature voted 25-13 against a bill that would have stopped elected officials' relatives from being hired to work for the county. The bill also barred former county elected officials from being hired until 4 years after they left their former job. A breakdown of how the legislators in Albany County voted on the measure can be found on the WGXC Newsroom website. James Nanny is reporting at The Fray that there may be 16 months before the 19th District Congressional elections, but already there are 7 candidates and 1 endorsement. The Vote Vets PAC, a Washington, D.C.-based political action committee, endorsed Democrat Patrick Ryan to take on Representative John Faso, the Republican of Kinderhook. Nanny scanned federal election record and reports, and I quote, Vote Vets spent $11.4 million in the 2016 election cycle. According to OpenSecrets.org, about $9.9 million of that was spent on media buys, generally supporting Democratic or opposing Republican candidates. One of its biggest donors last cycle was Majority Forward, a nonprofit that a political story characterized as a nonprofit affiliated with Democrats' biggest Senate super PAC, end quote. Rick Hegdow, Veterans Outreach Coordinator for Vote Vets, said of Ryan, and I quote, It's important that people in the district know that Pat has never forgotten where they came from. After serving in Iraq, he went right to work trying to better protect the men and women still in Iraq and Afghanistan. Now he's back in his Hudson Valley home serving his community. That says a lot about the extraordinary servant that Pat is and that he will be as a congressman. Actually, Ryan currently lives in Brooklyn, but says he's searching for a home in Gardiner, Accord, or Kingston, where he graduated high school. You can read that full story at The Fray. Sharon LaFreniere reports in the New York Times that almost 200 Democratic members of Congress filed a federal lawsuit on June the 14th, accusing President Donald Trump of violating the Constitution by making money using his presidential status to make more money on deals with foreign governments. New York senators split on the matter. Kirsten Gillibrand signed on and Chuck Schumer did not. The lawsuit says the president illegally profits by collecting payments from diplomats staying in his hotels and by accepting trademark approvals from governments for his company's goods and services. There are 2 other similar lawsuits already in federal courts against the president. Local Representative John Faso, the Republican of Kinderhook, did not sign on to the lawsuit. You can read the full story in the New York Times. Today is day 10 of the WGXC Radios in Motion 2017 Spring Pledge Drive. WGXC programmers, volunteers, and staff must raise $20,000 to keep WGXC hands-on radio on the air live and local during the coming months. Your support will make all the difference. Call 518-697-7400 or go online to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you for supporting creative community radio in New York's Greene and Columbia County. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting showers likely today, mainly between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. It will be cloudy with a high near 67 degrees. For Friday night, a chance of showers, patchy fog after 2 a.m. Otherwise, it will be mostly cloudy with a low around 61. The forecast for the weekend. Well, on Saturday, a slight chance of showers, then a chance of showers and thunderstorms afternoon, patchy fog before 8 a.m., otherwise partly sunny with a high near 81. Saturday night, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low around 67. And on Sunday, Father's Day, a slight chance of showers, then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 8 a.m. It will be partly sunny with a high near 86 degrees. But Sunday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low around 69. Sunrise today was at 5:18 a.m., and the sun will set at 8:34 p.m. That will give us 15 hours and 15 minutes of daylight. Exactly the same as yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Friday, the 16th day of June, 2017. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day, a nice weekend, and a happy Father's Day.